Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 19, 1805. A new bird. Today's journal entry is from Captain Lewis's entry in the Codex R, written on December 18. This is a good example of the kinds of detailed descriptions the captains made of the various flora and fauna they encountered along their way. Lewis writes,
"This day one of the men shot a bird of the Corvus genus, which was feeding on some fragments of meat near the camp. This bird is about the size of a kingbird or bee martin, and not unlike that bird in form. The beak is 3/4 inch long, wide at the base, of a convex and cultrate figure beset with some small black hairs near its base. The chaps are of nearly equal lengths, though the upper exceeds the under one a little, and has a small niche in the upper chap near the extremity, scarcely perceptible only on examination. The color of the beak is black, the eye is large and prominent, the pupil black, and iris of a dark yellowish brown. The legs and feet are black and imbricate. Has 4 toes on each foot, armed with long, sharp talons. The hinder toe is nearly as long as the middle toe in front, and longer than the 2 remaining toes. The tail is composed of 12 feathers, and the longest of which are 5 inches, being 6 in number, placed on the center. The remaining 6 are placed 3 on either side, and gradually diminish to 4 inches, which is the shortest and outer feathers. The tail is half the length of the bird, the whole length from the extremity of the beak and the extremity of the tail being 10 inches. The head from its joining the neck forward as far as the eyes, nearly to the base of the beak, and on each side as low as the center of the eye, is black. Around the base of the beak, the throat, jaws, neck, breast, and belly are of a pale bluish white. The wings, back, and tail are of a bluish black with a small shade of brown." Captain Meriwether Lewis, December 19, 1805.
Captain Clark writes a short entry for today.
"Some rain with intervals of fair weather last night. This morning clear and wind from southwest. I dispatched Sergeant Pryor with 8 men and 2 canoes across the bay for the boards of an Indian house which is abandoned. The other part of the men continued to do a little at the huts. The after part of the day cloudy with hail and rain. Sergeant Pryor and party returned in the evening with a load of old boards, which was found to be very indifferent." Captain William Clark, December 19, 1805.
The bird Lewis described was the gray jay, Perisorius canadensis, more commonly known in the area as the camp robber. Lewis also described another corvus, which is now known as Steller's jay, it being blue with a crest on the head. These entries by Lewis were the last of his entries in that particular journal book. The remainder of the material in that journal is from other notes copied there by someone unknown. Lewis resumed making entries in a fresh journal on January 1, 1806. Tomorrow, rain and hail, as usual.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.